A few words of chizik for Cholamoed Pesach. The first nekuda I wanted to bring out is that the Mishneh Berurah brings down that these days of Cholamoed, it's great days, since Pesach is Yemei Din for Tvua, for Am Yisrael. So he says that Lamaisi brings the Yerushalmi, one of the Tanoim in the Yerushalmi, so the Amoraim, says that he would let everyone to do melacha on Chol HaMoed, because he sees that people are not enough taking advantage of the Yemei Chol HaMoed to learn Torah. That's what the Yerushalmi brings down. So Baruch Hashem, we should be zoche to be mischazik together. Baruch Hashem, a few words. Just a few words, you know, a sikkum. You know, we all experienced Lila Seda. And, you know, just to do chazara, just to keep these moments that we got in order just to continue vital. You know, because we can't let it go. The Maisa, the first thing that we do on Leila Seda, the first Magid, the first piece of Magid, is Holach Mo'anyo. Holach Mo'anyo. And we say we want to invite Kol Dichvin Yeseh V'Yechol. The big question that everyone asks, what does this have to do with Magid? What does this have to do with Magid? So there's another thing we're going to see, but I do want to mention a story about Reb Chaim, a beautiful story. I think that it's one of the nicest stories. Once a big Rav wanted to ask him, he went first to the stipler. It was almost like in the end of his years of the stipler, end of his. Last year, and he told him that he can't answer him this question, and he wants him to go to Reb Chaim. So he goes to Kol Chazon Ish, and he's for 20 minutes going around his table trying to get his field attention, and he's not succeeding. So Reb Chaim was here, and he was here. So the only thing he wanted to, he could have done, he just to like move the Gemara a little bit. Okay, so he was like, so he's like that. So Reb Chaim, his first words, you want this Gemara? I'm gonna take another Gemara. That was his sentence. So I was thinking, like, why I wouldn't do such a thing? You understand? What are you doing? I'm learning. That would be someone that's shakua so much in his learning. So it has to be that he had such a lev tov to be matey with people. That the first move of someone he thinks that someone wants to take, you want this? I'm gonna take another one. And this is really because the whole geula, it comes through klalis, it's not a yochid. That's like the first hakdom to the magid, is that me and you is not something separate. I'm bigger than you. I learn more. No. Am Yisrael, every prat of Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, and because that, the first hakdama is that I have to take care of everyone. I have to want to give everyone whatever I could do for someone else. That has to be the rotzen. That lev. That's going to be the hakdama for Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it wasn't a prat that came out. It was a nation. And a nation means that we are all in the same boat. We all are here for this special Am Yisrael that has to come out of Mitzrayim. And we know Avodim Oyinu Leparoi Mitzrayim V'yitzienu Hashem Elokeinu. For the Geula of Mitzrayim, it has to be B'chvoido V'atzma. Only Hashem. And what does it mean that we came out of Mitzrayim? What does it mean that we came out of Mitzrayim? Everyone, all my children. It was something that happened so many years ago. What does it mean that we came out of Mitzrayim? Avodim hoyinu leparo Mitzrayim v'yetzienu Hashem elokeinu. What? We hear, and it means that, let's say now there's a war between Russia and Ukraine. Let's say someone from Russia that knew what's going on phoned up his friend from Ukraine and told him, listen, take your family out. In a day or two, they're going to come, they're going to wipe out your town. So he listens to him, and he runs away with his family, and Baruch Hashem, no one from his town got saved. No one. Big nice. And he has so much hakol satoiv, and he's friendly with him. But his children have for sure hakol satoiv to that person. But his grandchildren, okay, that person did a toivo to my father. It's going to be less and less. But the pshat, in ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sor, ani hu. It means that when Hashem took out Am Yisrael, in his cheshbon of Yetzias Mitzrayim, was every individual throughout all the generations. So it means that we were in the cheshbon of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When Hashem planned Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Hashem said, I want to take out Am Yisrael, I want to make them into a nation, it was with the cheshbon of me, you, all of us. That's a gevaldik gilui for us to understand that it's not something that, no, we were in the plan. We could thank Hashem for coming out of Mitzrayim. And Bezalat Hashem, we're going to see. Because my son said, okay, no, Abba, ma yotzelanu Yetzias Mitzrayim? What comes out? Okay, we're going to see. But first thing, what is Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does it see as Mitzrayim? We were in the cheshbon. Hashem had a cheshbon to take all the yidden. He had all the generations said, yes, I'm going to do it. It's worth it. And I was asked in that cheshbon of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And what does it mean? Hare onu uvenenu mishvavodim hayinu leparo yimitzrayim. What? Yes, yes. Everyone asks, what? What we would be slaves in Mitzrayim? Maybe someone would take us out. The answer is, if we wouldn't become a nation, so we would be maybe not working Mitzrayim, but we would be a part of Mitzrayim, because that's what happened. We were, if not for Hashem taking us out, Memtet Shari Tuma, we would be just a part of Mitzrayim. A part of Mitzrayim. We wouldn't be something else. In Lamaise, there was three stages in Yitzias Mitzrayim, what Hashem said, Ani, that I did. There was Avraham Avinu, the Yochid, that Hashem said, Bo'ekach es avichem, and there was the family, Yankir Avinu Uvono, and then there was the nation. And all these three things, in the Agoda it says, Hashem said, I did it. Why? Because mitchilo oyv de avodah zara hoyu aviseichem. It means that terach ovad avodah zara. It means that naturally a kid does what his parents do. Does. And if not, that Hashem took Avram and says ve'ekach es. So we wouldn't have Avraham Avinu. Hashem said, I did Avraham Avinu. It was only me. Only I could make such a person like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was such a shlemus that no human being could be like. That was Yetzir HaBriyah. And it was only from Hashem, because Terach and all his family were kilo oivdei avodah zarah. And whoever touched Avraham Avinu whoever saw Avraham Avinu saw the Shechina. It was very, very clear to see such shlemus. He saw this is Hashem. There is Hashem in the world. There has to be Hashem in the world. Such shlemus of the sinah and his batlus and nothing for himself. It was that has to be Hashem. That has to be Hashem. And not stop. We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov in 18, and the Medrash says that Hashem says, you know what, I'm gonna give up my brocha of Mechaya HaMesim and I'm going to give it to Avraham Avinu. Why? Because if you see Avraham Avinu, you know that there is Hashem in the world. And not some. Whoever saw Avraham Avinu was in a different dargo. That Moshe Rabbeinu he had pachat. And Hashem had to tell him, Al Tiro. From who? From Oig. Why? Because Oig saw Avraham Avinu. He helped Avraham Avinu. Someone that helped Avraham Avinu. We can't even imagine. Why? Because he has closeness to Hashem that we can't even imagine. That kind of Avi. Avi ha'umo, that was only Hashem. Only Hashem could have made such a shlemus in a person. Then afterwards, we say that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu Yitzchok, and Yitzchok had Yankiv and Esav. But then it's a very, very interesting why you bring in Esav. Says the etven leesov is how seir the yanki ruvono yodu mitzrayim. What does that has to do with our God? And this is also a continuation in Yesod. To be mechalik of the nachalo of Umas Oilam and the nachalo of Yisrael. Umas Oilam. The nation world, Hashem needs them to keep this world going. Okay. They could get Yerusha of Har Seir. They're here to sit and to have a good life. Irrelevant to what they do. They could be the biggest Rishoy. They could have a great life. Why? Because they are here to do what they have to do in this world. The Yanku Vuvon of Yod Mitzrayim. It means that they have a different tafkid. It's not that they have to be somewhere to have a Yerusha to do what they have to do. And because that, we want to mention Esav. Because we have to see, what is Am Yisrael? Am Yisrael, wherever they are here to bring Kvod Shamayim into this world. So, if that's their tachlis, so, lo mishne efrei. Esav needs a Har Seir to be Esav. No, Yankov Vono, he could go down. Lo yorad Yankov lishtakea ger. Ki ger yezarcho be'eretz lo ilohem. But it's a nation. This is what slowly is happening here. To bring out a nation that is not dependent in this world. That is not here to give something. It's to bring Kvod Shamayim into this world. Zel. And then we said, Baruch Shemer Haftochos El Yisrael. What does it mean? Haftocho. Haftocho means I promise you I'm going to do it. What? We need that Hashem is going to promise us. But Hashem, it just shows the yachas. Here, kan mitgale, the yachas that we have with Hashem. Hashem is interested. Hashem wants. Hashem has a rotzen on each and every person to bring out Kvod Shamayim. Each and every individual that does rotzen Hashem, Hashem says, this is my interest. I need this nation. I want to build up this nation. And In the biggest and the hardest galuyos, Am Yisrael or Metzionim are different. Am Levodo Yishkoi means that we're not dependent on anything we see in this world, because we're not here for this world. We're not living for this world. We are living to bring Kvod Shamayim out to the world. And then it says, "V'gam esagoy asher yavdu don anoichi v'achre ken yetsu v'ruchush gadol." I have to mention this story. A couple of weeks ago, he had a bris of a ger. A ger tzedek in my house, Baruch Hashem. And he spoke. He says that one year it was his hardest year of his life. Nothing wasn't going well. Parnosa, Shalom Bayis. Nothing. Mamash, nothing. Everything he did, it went wrong. And he went to the Cleveland Rebbe. The Cleveland Rebbe was a big tzaddik. I met him, and I met his son also. He says, Rebbe, why? So much stuff. Nothing is not going. Why? And the Rebbe said like this. I can't tell you why. But one thing I could tell you. That if you're going to accept it be'ahava, Hashem is going to pay you back. And he says, he was crying in my house, and he says that he believed in it. He believed in it. He believed. He believed that Hashem is going to take care of him. And he accepted it be'ahava. Why? Because it was just a plain belief. It was just a emunah pshuta. And he said, Baruch Hashem. But it came from a sincere heart that really, really he felt it. He felt it. He felt that this is the emes. This is the emes. And then, yeah, and I just want to bring out that the Chazon Ish, when he moved to Vilna, he had like a small house, and half of the house his wife was selling like garments, and half the house he used to learn there the whole day. And one night, there was a few kilo episodes that the goyim wanted. They were jealous. But one episode that they came, and they actually were planning to kill him. And he made himself like he was sleeping, and he told his rabbi, just don't move. And they took everything away. Everything what they had away. And then in the morning, his wife wakes up and says, look, we don't have anything. So the Chazon Ish says, they could take everything from us, but they can't take our Torah and mitzvahs. That they can't take. And it means that this is exactly the point here. The point here that we are not here for the gashmius. For sure we have to do whatever we have to do. But we are here to bring Kavod Shemayim, and that no one can take away from us. Then we say, V'hi sh'omdo la'viseinu v'lonu v'loy echad bilvad omad aleinu l'chaloiseinu. In every generation, the Umas HaOlam, and also Rachman Litzlan Yidden that are acting like Umas HaOlam, they have one worry. They can't see a nation that is dependent on the Boreh Olam completely. Jesus, they can't take it. They just can't take that a Avrech that has no plan. He could live a Torah life. They just can't see that. Rabban Leib said to someone told Rabban Leib, where Hashem does nisim today's world. So he says, Hashem does nisim gluim. That's what the Rabban Leib says. He says, what? Tell me, I want to see Hashem. He says, that's for sure. Okay, every prophet, he says, the biggest raya is that you can have avrechim in Eretz Yisrael that have with no clear plan, but they have every day food to put on their table. They marry off their children. That's a nice goal. But this is what the Umas HaOlam can't take. They can't take that. They can't take that. They can't take to see a nation that's dependent only on Hashem. And after we spoke about Avraham Avinu, Lavan, Bikesh Lakor Sakoy, it means that Lavan, after Yankev Avinu, Lavan says, what does it mean that he was Bikesh Lakor Sakoy? He just said one thing. Habanois Bnosai, Tabonim Bonai, V'chol Asher Atoro Eliyu. He just wanted to say one thing. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do everything with me. And when Yankev Uvonov Yordu Mitzrayimu, and they said, no, we have nothing to do with him. We are dependent on our own, only with the hand of Hashem. And when Yankev Uvonov says, Lulei Eloike Be'ezri Ve'atzileini, without Hashem, I wouldn't manage. I have nothing to do with him. And that's exactly the point. And then, when we came down to Mitzrayim, Onus al pi adibur, we didn't have a choice to go down to Mitzrayim. Hashem says, this is the plan how I want to bring out the nation. This is what I want to show. And yes, it was till Memtet Shari Tumah we went down. But we were Mitzuyonim. They saw us in the street and they knew this is you. How they spoke, their language, they shame us. We were different in Mitzrayim. All what they wanted to do was to... that we shouldn't have nothing from ourselves. And look, Hashem, even in Memtes Shari Tumu, we were Mitzionim. And you're right. That wasn't enough. We have to do a Mesiros Nefesh. We have to have our Dam Pesach and Dam Milo. But we were different, and this was the tachlis. This is was the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. This was the ledo. I just want to skip I just want to go one more before the Gilui Shechino. The Nitzak El Hashem, the At Erum Ve'Eryo. The At Erum Ve'Eryo means that we didn't have any zchuyos. We were like naked people. You're right, we had simonim. We didn't have any zchuyos. And the Nitzak El Hashem, the Nitzak El Hashem, the Yishma Hashem El Eskoileinu came from a place that we believed the Emuna Shleimo. That Hashem wants us in any situation, in any matzav. It wasn't of a nitzak, of a yush. No. It was of a nitzak of bitochin gomu. Hashem is interested in us. Hashem. Exactly to this point, what he wants from us. Nothing else. He wants us, the kesher between us and him. Zeo. That's what he wants from us. And this is what actually, without this tefillah, without this emunah, because this crying was from the deepest place. Yeah, in their hearts. But it was 100% clear that we have such a connection with Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem is interested in our ma'asim. Hashem is interested in our tefillos. And it's mamish kilo amazing to think that everything is zecher letzias Mitzrayim. Everything is zecher letzias Mitzrayim. All of chagim. What does it mean that Shavuos is zecher letzias Mitzrayim? Shavuos was the moment of Sinai. Everything is Zecher L'Tzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because it's very simple. Yetzias Mitzrayim was that Hashem showed us, this is what I want from you. This is your tachlis. Now, what's the protein? This is for sure. This is the Torah. Yeah, I said that I had a couple by me that I asked the boy if he has the shalom bais. He says, I have amazing shalom bais, Rabbi. I buy her amazing tachshitin, mamish. I buy her that every lady would be very, very happy to get such expensive jewelry. Then I asked the lady, and she says, he buys me very nice things, but when I ask him for small thing, he doesn't kind of consider what I want. The Torah is to know what Hashem wants. Because we could think that we could do avodas Hashem, but we want to hear from Hashem what He really wants. Not what we have what to give. But this is, everything is Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. And then we get to Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina, The only way how we could describe Gilui Shechina is B'Simchas Esh. Sorry, B'Simchas Oshem. Again, Hashem gave Dam. Dam means that Hashem took away all His chesed, and Esh means that He gave a makom. But Gilui Shechina was V'sim was Oshan. Why? What does it mean? Oshan, if you have too much smoke, you choke. Really, what happened in Mitzrayim was, in Makas B'Choyros, is that Hashem gave so much Gilui Shechina to the world that they just couldn't take it. They couldn't take it. And Hashem gave koyach to Am Yisrael to be mekabelit. To be mekabel the Gilui Shechina. Why? Because this is, Hashem wants from us Gilui Shechina. And this is such a beautiful tziur of what comes out of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's mechay of us. That it looks like we are burning our life. It looks like we are burning our life. It looks like we don't have life. But the ocean comes up. And that's what we have. But that's a Gilui Shechina. That's a Gilui Shechina. We see how much Rabban Leib, we know, he b'chal didn't eat. It seems like he was like killing himself. Memis Atzmoelo. But Memis Atzmoelo, something is there. Something stays. And that is the Simchas Oshan. The Simchas Oshan stays. And that everyone sees.
The Simchas Oshin goes out, anyone out there, okay, there's a Simchas Oshin there. It's very, very clear for everyone. It's like a kid that is born to a family. It's Mechayev. He's born to a family. He's born into... He has a mother. He has a father. Everyone loves him. But it's Mechayev. He has to do something with it. This Shaychus is Mechayev him up to Avdus. I'm here for him. And then when we get to Kama Milos, Toivos Oleinu, these are things of every Shlav is Mechayev us more. Every Shlav gives us more Chiyu. Look what he did to us. Look what we shayicht. Look. To Yisiyas Mitzrayim. To the Moisim. To Maimed Har Sinai. To Shabbos, to Beis Hamikdash. It's Mechayev us.
I just saw a beautiful story from that Reb Chaim says about his roommate. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. Such a beautiful story. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, he was together with Rabban Leib in Switzerland. He was a little older than Reb Chaim, but he was his roommate. And Reb Chaim learned from him a lot. But he used to go to be metato with the kids that the kibbutzim took. And one night, Reb Chaim saw him just learning a daf. He had a kiddush to learn a certain amount of kiddush dafim. And he saw him like learning and falling asleep, and again learning a few lines and falling asleep. And he turns to him and says, Reb Moshe, are you going to understand this daf? Like, look, like, how can you understand this kind of daf? I mean, he says, you know what? This daf, I'm not sure that I can understand. But if I won't do this daf, I won't understand another 100 daf. I have to have a kavius, and this is my kavius. This is me. I have to do it. And he said he saw him till shachris. The whole night trying to finish this daf, and he went to shachris from that daf. So this is coming into Sfiras Oimer, coming into what Hashem wants from us, to wait for the day of to be a better person, to be a better Oved Hashem, to be someone that is Megali Kvod Shemayim with whatever he does. You know, I just want to end with a big Yetzer Hora that we have, and the Mashgiach that I think Ayom HaYortzeit, yesterday was a Yortzeit, and he darash miitano, not to be mistapik with what we have, not to be happy with what we have. Every moment that we have has to be that what we did has nothing to do with what now we have to do. Now in the next moment, I have another avoida. I have another Simrois Oshon to do. I have to burn some more. I have to burn some more. We should all be zoichen to Ezras Hashem, to take these days to Ezras Hashem, to be more Oivdei Hashem. And this is the Halleluko that we say, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. This is the song that we sing. In Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zoichen to the real Gilui Kvod Shemayim, Galei Kvod Malchus Kom, Oleinu Meiro. Thank you.